Rita Morris has done something many people are struggling to do in the Central and South Coasts. Morris has become a homeowner, but her home is part of a cutting-edge movement because it's not a traditional home. It's what's known as a tiny house.
It's a 8.5 by 24 foot by 13.6 tall.
What's the square footage?
It's right about 200.
Morris says while it's smaller than a traditional home, it has all of the basic things you'd expect.
I have a full shower, bathroom facilities, flushable toilet, refrigerator, microwave, all the amenities that a normal house would have.
Morris is one of the first people to take advantage of a new ordinance in a Central Coast city which allows people to live in tiny homes on wheels.
San Luis is a leader for sure. It's the second jurisdiction in the state that's allowed tiny houses on wheels.
And Wyatt is executive director of SmartShare Housing Solutions. It's a nonprofit group which is working to improve access to affordable housing in San Luis Obispo County.
A tiny house can be a small house on a conventional foundation, and it can be also on wheels. And so the new component here is that the Slo City Council has allowed tiny houses on wheels to be legal in backyards. Basically, by California law, anybody can have a tiny house on a foundation with a permit. But allowing the tiny houses on wheels often offers a new affordable opportunity.
Wyatt says the tiny homes provide an affordable housing alternative for people like single professionals.
Here in San Luis Obispo City, over a third of our population is single-person households, and a lot of the singles don't want or need a lot of space.
Rita Morris moved to the Central Coast 5 years ago. The healthcare professional says she quickly saw how expensive traditional homes were in the region.
The twofold reason I built it was for the sustainability and for the affordability. I'm not locked into a large mortgage. I can move my house really almost anywhere there is an ordinance to put it. And I think with the tiny house movement getting more popular in other cities, this is only going to grow. It's really not sacrificing and giving up as much as you think. My hardest thing I gave up were all my books. Everything else was quite easy.
Morris had the tiny home custom built locally. She worked out a deal to place it in the backyard of a San Luis Obispo home.
The price range is anywhere from $55,000, $60,000 to $120,000. It depends on what you want. I'm not locked into a big mortgage. The house is mine, and I have the flexibility to move it if I want.
Tiny home advocates say you can get financing for the unique housing. If the tiny home is on a foundation, it's traditional home financing. But if it's a tiny home on wheels, it's a different type of loan.
There are lending packages now available for tiny homes. They're very similar to RV packages. It's a chattel package, so you're not getting a homeowner's deduction like you might on a primary home with land, real estate loan. But they're available and pretty standard, so often 5, 7, or 10-year payback periods.
Ann Wyatt, who's the executive director of SmartShare Housing Solutions, says they're going to be showcasing tiny homes this weekend. It's an event called Tiny Footprint, Central Coast Tiny House, and Net Zero Expo.
The expo will help show people how these tiny houses on wheels can look and feel with tours through the houses. And a series of workshops will be offered all day, Saturday and Sunday, on housing issues, how tiny houses can be permitted and built, and what to look for, how to scale down on possessions, and on sustainability issues.
The expo kicks off with the VIP event Friday and seminars and tours Saturday and Sunday. It takes place in Madonna Meadows in San Luis Obispo. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.